This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is pressing ahead to try to win parliamentary backing for his new Brexit deal, even as the European Union considers his grudging request to extend the looming October 31st Brexit deadline. British Minister Michael Gove tells Sky News Brexit will happen.
We are going to leave by October the 31st. We have the means and the ability to do so.
Johnson sent an unsigned letter to the EU late Saturday, seeking a delay to Britain's impending departure from the bloc, as required by law. Gove says the letter is a formality.
The letter was sent because Parliament required it to be sent. But as David Davis pointed out earlier, Parliament can insist that the letter was sent, but Parliament can't change the Prime Minister's mind.
On Sunday, the European Union's chief Brexit negotiator met with EU ambassadors to discuss the consequences of the letters.
It was a very short and normal meeting of the EU 27 ambassadors to launch the next steps of the EU ratification of the agreement.
He says EU Council President Donald Tusk will hold consultations on the request in the next few days. The Turkish Defense Ministry says one Turkish soldier was killed and another was wounded Sunday after an attack by the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia in northeast Syria. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says overall, the ceasefire appears to be holding. Esper went on to say U.S. troops withdrawing from Syria will be repositioned in western Iraq. He says their mission will be to defend Iraq and to counter the Islamic State. Indonesian President Joko Widodo was sworn in on Sunday for a second five-year term, leading the world's third biggest democracy. Widodo has pledged to cut red tape and keep building infrastructure to underpin growth in Southeast Asia's largest economy. From Washington, this is VOA News. In a series of tweets Saturday night, U.S. President Donald Trump said he is canceling plans to hold the next G7 summit at a golf resort he owns in Miami, Florida. Earlier this week, the president had confirmed plans to hold the summit at the Trump National Doral. He blamed the media and Democrats for opposing the Doral site. India says on Sunday two soldiers and a civilian were killed in cross-border shelling with Pakistan in the disputed Kashmir region. Islamabad said six died on its side, making it one of the deadliest days since New Delhi revoked Kashmir's special status in August. Hong Kong police fired tear gas and sprayed water cannons on thousands of Hong Kong protesters Sunday. Many people are wearing masks in defiance of emergency laws. The protesters set up roadblocks and tossed firebombs. The pro-democracy demonstrators continue to defy authorities, who have forbidden any type of large gathering in the semi-autonomous region. Protester Avery says that's exactly the type of thing that's motivated the protests.
The reason why number of protesters dropped was because the government are now refusing to refuse to authorize any peaceful protests. That means anyone who come out will inherently break the law. So that's the tactic that the Hong Kong government is using.
Police beefed up to security measures for the unauthorized rally, the latest in the unrest that has disrupted life in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory since early June. Thousands of Rohingya living in Bangladesh refugee camps have agreed to move to an island in the Bay of Bengal, officials said Sunday, despite fears the site is prone to flooding. Dhaka has long wanted to move 100,000 refugees to the island, saying it will take pressure off the overcrowded border camps where almost a million Rohingya live. Opposition groups are calling for continuing protests to demand that Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez be removed from office after his younger brother was convicted of drug trafficking in a New York court. Juan Antonio Tony Hernandez was convicted Friday in what U.S. prosecutors described as a conspiracy that relied on state-sponsored drug trafficking. Egypt's Antiquities Authority has revealed the details of 30 ancient wooden coffins recently discovered in the southern city of Luxor. Mustafa Waziri, Secretary General of the Supreme Council of Antiquities, says the coffins were for men, women, and children from the 22nd dynasty, dating back nearly 3,000 years. For more on any of today's news and all the latest headlines, please visit us at voanews.com. And for news on the go, use the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.